$1 million bill to BP. The Prez blows off a trip to march down to the Gulf Coast once again. A blown call costs Major League pitcher a perfect game. The follow-up to that is Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig could have made it right. What do you think he did? We're going to tell you about that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As always, we are swinging into another weekend with big smiles on our face, right? It's always good to have time to chill and forget about all the nonsense that is flying around us. Sometimes I feel like that movie Poltergeist, you've seen it, where the little girl Carol Ann opens the room and everything but the kitchen sink is flying around in a vicious cyclone right above them, and they kind of get caught in the middle of that. I think we're all caught in the middle of a lot of things. You're going to love this one right from the get-go. This is where we're going to start. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel was 3 months behind on his property tax payments until a Chicago news radio station brought it to his attention. He and his wife accumulated a little bit of a penalty for the payment delay on their four-bedroom home. So when the taxes were due, he owed about $7,400. And he's owned the house in Chicago for 11 years. Boy, this is like the thing with the people who work for Obama. First you have Tim Geithner. Whoops, didn't pay my taxes. Now Rahm Emanuel forgets about his property taxes. He did pay them once the radio station called and told him about it. How about that? And you know how much they pay? Because he's in Cook County. 13.5%, they say, of homeowners in Cook County are actually delinquent on their taxes, and their taxes really, really jumped up. They're paying 10% more than a lot of some of the other places in the U.S. And that's kind of a vague number, but that was the number that was thrown out there. And phew, come on now. And we also, by the way, and this is stuff that you can't make up, we have our dungeon moment. I really feel like throwing somebody in the dungeon, so we're going to head there, too. But speaking of heading places, the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, a guy who actually I like. He's gone through a Republican administration and a Democratic administration, or he's trying to anyway. And, boy, talk about a guy who has a lot on his plate. China included. What to do with the American relationship with China? They've got our debt, after all, swinging above our heads. And there's the trade thing, don't you know? And then, oh, yeah, there's the deal on the Korean Peninsula. What to do, what to do? China really wants to back North Korea because financially it just makes more sense for them. But they don't want to look like the total idiots. So what did Robert Gates find out in all this diplomacy with China?
I think having a conversation with the Chinese about North Korea would be helpful. I think it's one of the aspects of this broader strategic relationship. I think it helps to prevent miscalculations and misunderstandings and creates opportunities for cooperation. An important element this time will be to reassure the South Koreans of our support as they face these provocations.
Yeah, there you go. And the South Koreans really want reassurance. After all, 46 of their, I was going to say, soldiers, and they are essentially soldiers on water, but sailors were killed when North Korea actually sank their warship, allegedly. But the information, the evidence really stacks up against North Korea. I don't think there's much doubt. Otherwise, this wouldn't be playing out the way that it is. Speaking of things playing out on the water, and this is a sad thing to have to tell you, but one of the 9 people killed on that Turkish flotilla, you know, the one hanging around the waters off the Gaza Strip, was an American citizen. The State Department actually confirmed that today. 19-year-old Furkan Dogan was born in Troy, New York. He was shot and killed by the raid by the Israeli commandos. He was a dual U.S.-Turkish citizen, and he recently had been living in Turkey. So Hillary Clinton said they met with the family in Turkey, and they, you know, gave them their condolences, which is what they would do. And Clinton was clear to make the statement in saying that, listen, we want to protect our citizens. It's a fundamental responsibility of our government. And Clinton also said that the government expects the Israeli government to conduct a credible, transparent investigation. Remember, P.J. Crowley the other day from the State Department said that they weren't particularly worried about that, that they felt as though Israel was going to do that. But now they're telling reporters that the government had concerns about the flotilla for weeks, and they'd been in contact with the Israeli government, saying that the two governments are still in discussions about another upcoming Turkish flotilla, because that's the next thing. So you got to look at this. So we're talking about this full investigation, a full-scale investigation into what this is. But in looking at the West Bank and the troubles in the West Bank, and remember, Hamas-controlled West Bank, very poverty-stricken area. What do you think is happening in Gaza? And it's been now, 3 years, I guess, with the fact that these waterways have been blocked off. So now you got another flotilla trying to make the challenge and make the point that why can't we get through? Why can't we get through this blockade? And I think we're going to see more problems here until somebody does something and takes a stand. There's more chest banging going on here, I really think, than in Korea at this point. And that's just as scary. Israel, will ultimately Netanyahu just completely lose it? And will they try to ultimately just blow these ships up? I guess they can't at this point. Guarantee some of the more interesting conversations are the behind the scenes stuff with the Israeli prime minister, because you know that he just wants to knock them all out of the water after what happened in this raid a couple of days ago, and ultimately how badly Israel is getting pounded over the flotilla. And, oh, this is an innocent flotilla, and they were taking aid in, and how can you do that, and on and on. Speaking of how can you do that, that's a lot of what Governor Jan Brewer has been hearing now for the last 5 weeks, and I think she's tired of it. She wanted a meeting when she was in Washington with the president, and the president did see the governor. But really, it was more of a little bit of a dance, and there is another meeting that's going to take place. So initially, the first meeting didn't yield much of anything. So now there's another one that apparently is set up, but there was nothing that the president said that made the governor feel like anything different was going to happen in Washington. But Obama will dispatch an official, he says, to sit down with the governor in the next month. Oh, man, oh, man. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Armando Galarraga. I think all of you know that name by now. If you were one listening to this show or listened to any sports radio, picked up a paper, read the sports section, flipped on your local news, everybody was talking about this. This was the saddest thing I've seen in sports in a long time. Galarraga had a chance for that perfect game, but gets ripped off because of a bad call. So after the game, and this would have been the Tigers' first ever perfect game against the Indians, that was the opponent, but because the correct call wasn't made, he won't go down in the history books as having pitched that, and that's quite a feat. Instead, the commissioner has said, Bud Selig, and I mentioned this at the top, that he won't reverse the blown call. He congratulated Galarraga and said that the league will look into expanding the use of instant replays, but said that he wasn't going to pull a reverse on the ump, Jim Joyce's decision, leaving the game in the record books as a one hitter. And see, I mean, this is so typical Bud Selig. He praises up and down the ump for being professional in accepting the error after the game and saying that the league would consider the use of instant replay beyond home runs because of what happened, and said that there's no disputes in the game and that, you know, you have missed calls. Wow, what a missed call, Bud Selig. Are you kidding me? Selig had the power to reverse a call that came with two outs in the ninth inning. And it was a simple play at first base. So Jason Donald was safe, and he wasn't safe. He was called safe, basically, but he shouldn't have been. He was out. I mean, this is a terrible situation. And, I mean, this is historically probably one of the worst calls to go down in the annals of baseball history. And the young pitcher doesn't get the perfect game. So the question becomes, for any of you out there who happen to like America's favorite pastime, should Major League Baseball install instant replays and give managers, just like they have in the NFL, the ability to actually challenge plays? Well, after the game, here's what Galarraga said about what happened.
You say things happen for a reason, but can you figure out the reason behind this?
Not really, though. You know, it's what it is. And nobody can change it now. Just move on. Just move on. It's already happened. In my mind, in my heart, and everybody, I know all you guys see, I threw a perfect game.
So that's good. He says, you know, I threw a perfect game. And the ump, who did feel badly about the call, I mean, he blew the call. He knew it. He had tears in his eyes. He apologized all over the place. Here's what Jim Joyce said afterwards.
I just missed the damn call. I missed it. I missed it from here to the wall. I thought he beat the play.
He thought he beat the play, but he didn't. I'm not going to put the ump in the dungeon. I think he should get a little time out, go in the naughty chair in our own private dungeon, is the commish, Bud Light, because he had a chance to reverse it. And I really think this is one of those cases that should have been reversed. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal. Honestly, I don't think so. And I think there should have been a reversal made here to call the pitcher and tell him, you know, congratulations on the game, but oh, by the way, I'm not going to reverse the call, and we're going to look at instant replay. Galarraga doesn't care about that. It doesn't give him the perfect game back. What are the chances that this kid is going to pitch another perfect game, Bud Light? And I think, therefore, we have no other choice but to have you put on our prison garb and throw you in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, the beauty of all of this is that I will send, and I will make sure I do this, I will send a key to Bud Selig. And the key will let him get out of the dungeon if he comes on the show. I think that there's a better chance that ice will melt in hell before he'll accept the invitation to come on the show and talk about what happened. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to try for it. Well, very long time ago, I would say very long time ago, but about 8 years ago, I did do a brief little interview with Bud Selig at an all-star game. But he does some media, but he's not going to be talking about this one, I don't think, too much. He will talk about it, but I don't think this is something he really necessarily wants to talk about in depth. But we'll give him the chance. We'll see if he steps up to the plate. I doubt it. He had the chance to step up big time, and he did not do it. All right, how about this crazy circus in – this was a crazy circus over this blown call, but how about this crazy circus in Chicago over Governor Blago, former governor of Illinois? His corruption trial started in Chicago. He's pled not guilty to, count them, 24 counts, including racketeering and wire fraud. His wife made a big statement saying, finally – now we feel great and the truth will come out. He looked pretty relaxed, I have to say, as I was watching some of this. And this could go on for a while. I mean, this has been 18 months already. 18 months. You know, it kind of felt like a sporting event the way it was being covered, because there must have been 40 cameras or so going off, and there was reporters almost everywhere that they could possibly pan the camera that I could see. So he's insisting that he didn't do anything wrong, and that's why he pled not guilty, that he is innocent, and he's not complicit in any of the of what people are thinking, that he was trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat. But boy, you've got a tough prosecutor here. You have Patrick Fitzgerald, who is attacking corruption in a state where politics are nothing but corrupt in Illinois and in Chicago. So even Blago's predecessor, George Ryan, is now serving, or has been serving, a 6.5-year racketeering and fraud sentence. So they're going to go after him hard. Ultimately, how can he deny the wiretaps? That's where it's going to get sticky. And being subpoenaed is White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel for the defense as a witness. And Valerie Jarrett is also been called too. Jarrett had been mentioned as a candidate but withdrew to become a presidential advisor. And she's been subpoenaed by Blago's defense too. Now that's where some of the interesting things could possibly come out. I mean, the feds say they've got 500 hours of secretly recorded FBI wiretaps of Blagojevich and his associates, if you will. But his attorneys say that the recordings, if they played the whole thing, not snippets of it, would show he did not try to sell the Senate seat whatsoever. He absolutely didn't, if they play all of it. But they're going to go through this whole jury thing, and I think the fallout will be interesting, but it's going to take some time. This isn't going to play out quickly, I don't believe, in Illinois. Now, South Carolina governor also makes our list here early going in this hour of ATN, and the reason why is because now another woman has come forward saying that she had a one-night stand with the South Carolina governor. And he's saying that there's no evidence to back that up. And this is, of course, Governor Mark Sanford, who was on a short list as a possible presidential candidate for the Republicans for 2012. But after he had to make that confession last summer to sneaking out of the country to hook up with an Argentinian woman, that ship sailed. So there was no chance that he was going to be tapped on the shoulder for any kind of a presidential run. He blew it, clearly. All right, coming up, we have our cheap movie review. Some pretty good ones on the list. Hang with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. Tease you, she'll unease you. All the best her just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit cover, stand on the side. She's got Betty.
So maybe you decide you want to take in a movie this weekend. I mean, it was a short week for some people, or maybe you were working extra. I don't know, but you might have a day or two to chill. Are you going to take your wife, your girlfriend, the girl you want to be a girlfriend, to see a chick flick, which would be Sex in the City Part 2, although it's being panned by, I mean, almost anybody who's seen it. There are some new movies to look at that are just being released. One of them, I actually think, wouldn't be a bad movie to sit through. I'm giving you a hint here. And I'll tell you about it in a second. But in looking at all of the movies that are out, one of the movies is good if you're a dog lover. Remember the comic strip Marmaduke? It seems like that's been around forever. It's been a while, honestly, since I read comics. I was thinking about this today because papers are like the dinosaurs and becoming a thing of the past. For anybody who reads a paper, what is the section that you start with, and then what's your second section? You know, I start with a sports page, then I go to the financials, then I go to the crossword and news. But I think I used to really read the comics, but I did read the comics, but I haven't read them in a while. I don't know if it was that I was getting bored with it, or I didn't have a lot of time, so if I was going to cut a section out, it would be the comics. But Marmaduke, I remember, and the movie does have the makings of kind of a cute little afternoon outing. You could take the kids to this. So here's a sneak preview of Marmaduke.
Hey there, I'm Marmaduke. You might be wondering why I'm on lockdown. Well, it's not because of this. Marmaduke! Or this. Ah, jeez!
Marmaduke!
Or even this. Marmaduke, no!
Oops.
No, it's because my stepbro Carlos and I are being shipped air freight.
Hey, let me out of here. I'm not an animal. Oh, yeah, I am.
California. That's right. We're moving to the OC. Oh, man, is life going to change. New house, new smells, and the nicest bathroom I've ever had. Speaking of which, little privacy, please. Out here, the dog park is like high school for dogs. You've got your jocks and your cheerleaders. Your drama geeks.
Bang, bang. I've been this for so long, I can't feel my legs.
And your bullies, the pedigrees.
Check out those ears. Can you fly with those things or what?
You think my ears are too big?
Those things are huge. Do friends fly free?
Listen, big guy. I need you to be a good boy. I need to impress my new boss.
I don't know what Phil is worrying about.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, and fix a lot more than that.
Oh. Owen Wilson is Marmaduke.
Time to bring my A game.
Somebody get me off this thing!
George Lopez is Carlos.
If we are related, I'd scratch both your eyes out.
Oh, really? This conversation is over.
Ejector seat never fails.
With Fergie.
There's a new dog in town, and his name is Marmaduke.
My bad. I slipped off the seat.
Keeper Sutherland.
Being a pedigree means you're exceptional. Ferdinand is fluent in 6 languages, including golfer.
Marmaduke.
All right, so here's the deal on Marmaduke. Like I mentioned, it's PG, so you can take the kids to it. The ratings from some of the reviewers have been pretty good. And Marmaduke is the cartoon that was around for a long time. We already went through that, hashed that out. Marmaduke's a Great Dane. How much do you want to bet the people that go to see Marmaduke decide that they want to get a Great Dane? It's like Beverly Hills Chihuahua or the movie that came out, Marley and Me, and then people run out and they buy the same dogs, which I don't understand that because, boy, picking out a dog, is, as we discussed, is such a personal thing because when you have to raise them from a puppy, ooh, that can be time-consuming and sadly, sometimes it leads to the puppies being abandoned or dropped off somewhere since people don't realize what they're getting into. And a Great Dane is a beautiful dog, but it's a very, very big dog. You heard the voice of Owen Wilson. Also, William Macy's in this cast. And, yeah, it could be cute. I'll probably wait for it to come out on DVD and watch it with my 8-year-old nephew. He might get a kick out of it. He won't remember the cartoon, you know, the he won't remember that, the funny pages. But I think there's a shot that he'll actually like it. So we move on from Marmaduke to Get Him to the Greek. Check this one out.
The music business is failing. I need some brilliant ideas right now.
2 words. Mexican Jonas Brothers.
Don't talk.
How about ringtones on urinals? I call them flush tones.
This is serious out here. I got 6 kids. You know how many Air Jordan 6 black kids wear?
You. We need ideas.
Next month is the 10-year anniversary of Al the Snow Live at the Greek Theater. We could put on an anniversary concert. He's rock music personified.
I'm a motorist.
I want you to go to London to pick him up. Then bring him back here for the show at the Greek.
Can you handle it?
Definitely.
Love.
I just want you to know that I respect you.
Okay, now that's making me feel uncomfortable.
Hey, Aaron Green, yeah, from Pinnacle.
Hey, man, hey.
Wow, what? Okay. Me too, right.
You're up.
From the minute you touch down in London, you have 72 hours to get out of snow to the Greek Theater in Los Angeles.
Sorry, excuse me.
Can we please go?
Doesn't it make sense that we would stay here and have the time of your life?
This is super fun.
Have you ever drunk absinthe blood from the 1900s?
No.
The job is to control the artist. If he's too messed up, you hit him with this adrenaline here.
Like from Pulp Fiction?
I feel like I'm seeing behind the curtain. And behind the curtain, there's a sweating little drunk idiot covered in puke.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there a bathroom here at today's show? I need you to put this into...
Oh, what are you doing?
You're in the middle of the airport.
If he wants you to put the candy in the jar, you put the candy in the jar.
Hurry up. It's not meant to be a hobby.
Get him to the Greek.
Good morning.
What
time is it?
5 a.m.
Should we go jogging?
Are you carrying around?
All right, you get the gist here. They got to get this rock star to the Greek Theater for the first stop on a comeback tour. Definitely DVD action, unless you just like some of the actors in this, because Jonah Hill, he's a pretty funny cat. He's in it. Sean Diddy Combs, please. He's in it. Rose Byrne also has a role here. It is under 2 hours. There's some good news there. All right, here's the hidden weapon, guys. You look into getting good with your lady friend. Take her to this movie. It's called Killers, and here's the trailer.
Bonjour.
I'm Spencer, by the way.
Jennifer. Sometimes Jenny. No, it's just Jen.
You want to get a drink with me tonight?
Yeah.
Great.
You're finally with someone who's genuinely attractive.
Did Daddy promise to be nice to him? Not in so many words. How did I get so lucky?
Surprise! I'm back! You're burning him!
Psycho killer!
For.
Let's just say that I work for the blah, 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 and they gave me a license to blah.
Stop it! It's not shooting, honey. Oh, God!
It's going to be a long day.
Ashton Kutcher, Katherine Heigl, Killers.
Big gunner, Shimmer. What
do
you expect me to put it? Have you seen the size of this
thing? For exclusive content, fan Killers on Facebook.
All right, so Ashton Kutcher's in this, Katherine Heigl's in it, Tom Selleck, some throwback actors, Catherine O'Hara. It's under 2 minutes, guys, and it's kind of goofball-y. Ashton Kutcher is a undercover agent, and he meets this girl, Katherine Heigl, and he finds true love. So it's a chick flick, but it's under 2 hours. And you probably score some big points because Katherine Heigl's popular with the ladies and so is Ashton Kutcher too. You know, all those cutesy commercials he does for whatever camera it is. I can't remember the name of the camera. But, that might land you some points, some serious points. If you want to go back and look at some of the more popular movies that are out, like Iron Man 2 probably would be a good one. Another chick flick would be Letters to Juliet. Also, you have Sex and the City 2, which is getting panned all over the place, but it definitely qualifies as the chick flick of the summer. And then the final installment of Shrek, if you were a Shrek fan, Shrek Forever After. All those movies have been out for a couple of weeks or a week or two. So if you go to the movies, have fun. Coming up on the flip side, birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar.
a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Don't forget, you can always check out the website, americatonight.net. You know, we were talking about Armando Galarraga and his big ripoff. I had that as the blunder of the day. We also have things that you might have missed and the blogging as well. I listed the incredible loot that the Gores are going to have to split in the end now that that 40-year marriage is over. They have like four houses plus a farm and a houseboat, all kinds of stuff. Boy, if only you had that much stuff that you had to saw in half. Usually it's the opposite, especially when you're talking about older couples. Then somebody's pension has to be cut down the middle and it becomes harder. You have two households, usually you have kids, and they're stunned because they're older and they can't believe what they're seeing. And it means that they're going to have two different Thanksgivings and Christmases and all that other sort of stuff. But if you go to americatonight.net, you can check out the Gore thing and the blunder of the day. Plus, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. It's that easy. Just hit the contact deal and poof, you're in. So we wind back the clock a lot of times on this show. There are 210 days left in the year. If we went back in history, it's June 4th already. So June 4th, 1940, during World War II, the Allied military evacuation from France involved more than 338,000 troops ended. Boy, that you see some of that old footage of that? That is mind-blowing. In 1892, the Sierra Club was incorporated in San Francisco. In 1919, Congress approved the 19th Amendment. Boy, that's a lot of 19s. To the U.S. Constitution, you know what that one is? Guaranteeing citizens the right to vote, regardless of their gender, and sent it to the states for ratification. In 1942, the Pacific Battle of Midway started. That was during World War II. And in 1989, so not too long ago, Chinese army troops stormed Beijing to crush a pro-democracy movement, killing hundreds, possibly thousands of people. Ooh, that was, the footage from that was pretty creepy, too. Remember the guy in front of the tank? That was the priceless photo, I believe. 10 years ago, of all the stuff, I mean, some of it was awful looking at it, but I think that pretty much sums it up, the tank and the guy standing in front of the tank. Copenhagen, 10 years ago, was chosen as Best Play, Contact Best Musical, Kiss Me Kate Best Musical Revival at the Tony Awards. I'm sure all of you are glued to the tube 10 years ago watching that, because I bet you're all into awards shows. I'm just thinking out loud. 1 year ago, speaking at Cairo University, President Obama called for a new beginning between the United States and Muslims. How's that working out so far? And said together they could confront violent extremism across the globe. And in the end, the Cairo speech really infuriated a lot of people. Nice try, but a bad miss on the Cairo deal. I understand where he was going with that, but because of some other things that happened, it really didn't turn out the way I believe he wanted it to. All right, so now we move to news you can abuse, the wacky, nutty kind of things that happen each and every day that make you just shake your head and say, wow, I don't understand. So we go to Cleveland, and Sister Mary Assumpta Zavis is a big-time Super Indians fan. The Cleveland nun wins an annual award for distinguished service by a fan of the game. She bakes cookies for the players. I love this. Does a regular TV news segment on the tribe. The group called the Baseball Requiary, that's a weird name, presents the Hilda Award, named for a fan of the old Brooklyn Dodgers. But this isn't the first time the sister has been recognized by baseball. She got her own official baseball card in 1997. Didn't you love that? Official baseball card. You might have heard this story about the Brooklyn Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge is 127 years old. That's pretty old. So it's undergoing a facelift, if you will. You know how much that facelift is costing? $500 million. So we're talking about some paint being repainted. Modern access ramps. The bridge project is going to be finished in 2014. The bridge cost $15 million to build and took 13 years. Now they're pumping in $500 million. I thought they were having problems with money in New York. That, I mean, I know they had to upgrade it, but couldn't that project have waited? Oh, well. Dana Point, California. It's a great lookout spot. And some whale-watching tourists finally got the payoff. 8 killer whales. Check this out. Put on a big show for a charter cruise off the coast. The orcas were playing and eating in front of the passengers. Captain Dave Anderson of Dave's Dolphin and Whale Safari says it's the first time in 2 years he's seen orcas near Orange County, and it was a pretty close encounter. One of the whales apparently stared into the window of the boat's underwater viewing pod, and it was probably what they thought was happening. The adult orcas were teaching a calf to feed. That's pretty cool, though, because when you go out on a whale-watching boat, there's no guarantee that you're going to see the whales that you're looking for, because they can't guarantee, for goodness sake, what's going to happen. They know they're in the area, but to have them that close and doing what they were doing, yeah, they got their money's worth. Cincinnati, some Ohio nudists want a cover-up in court An attorney for Paradise Resort is asking a judge to close a trial to the public and the news media as well. Just keep it totally closed down. The lawyer, Kevin Frank, is suggesting some of the fans of the all-over tan don't want their names revealed in open court. The Paradise Nudist Colony is being sued by the estate of one of its founding members. The lawsuit is claiming that the resort tried to force the estate to sell its share for a fraction of the value. So, see, the nudists, they don't want to have to cover up in court. They would just rather have the people kept out, like, in other words, the news media, and not have that all made public. Well, if you're a nudist, you got to pay the price. So if you're going to stand there loud and proud, so to speak, then those kind of things are going to happen to you. And if you're being sued, just like anyone else, you have to show up. That could be a little bit rough, I would say. All right, let's give you one more. Here's a good one for you, too. I'd love to end on a good one. At least I think it's good. Yeah, it seems like we get saturated with these nutballs that want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. But this has nothing to do with that whatsoever. How about the story of this New Zealand funeral home that they've decided to step in to stop a fake mourner who was going up to 4 funerals a week? And you know what the guy was doing? He was stocking up on food, even filling up Tupperware containers to take home. Now, that's desperation. I think that's just bad karma to do that. So he dressed the part, would show up, and then just pilfer the food. Just, you know, all of a sudden a lot of the food would be missing. And the guy played the part. He was quiet, polite. He paid his respects. And eventually, because I think he showed up to too many funerals, they got the gist that this couldn't be right. He was supposedly, they believe, in his 40s, so somebody snapped a picture of him, and they're circulating the picture, and they're hoping they'll ultimately be able to identify whoever it is. You know, wedding crashers, funeral crashers, there's just a little bit of a difference there. All right, Donovan Madsen, who does such a fabulous job on the technicals for America Tonight, will you cue up that music for the birthdays? You guys always give me grief about birthdays, so notice we haven't been doing a lot of birthdays. I do have some big ones for you, though. Angelina Jolie is 35 years old. I don't have to tell you who she is. Noah Wiley, remember him from ER, 39 years old. Sam Harris, he was the first guy who ever won Star Search, 49 years old. George Norrie, the guy down the dial who does Coast to Coast AM, 60 years old. Competition for Little Old America Tonight, 60 years old. Bruce Dern, I love this guy, great character actor, 74 years old. Pete Wentz over the weekend will turn 30. Mark Wahlberg will turn 38. Brian McKnight turns 40. Kenny G, 53. Jill Biden, the VP's wife, 58 years old. Have a great weekend, everybody, and happy birthday to you if you happen to be celebrating one.